You've just landed inside Launch Street, the innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate and differentiate and get further faster in this crazy cluttered world. And now, innovation thought leader and your super fly host, Tamara Kleinberg.
What's up, Launch Streeters? It is the second day of 2018. I'm so excited for an awesome year. All right, put a seatbelt on because this is going to be a little bit of a different episode. I am going to full on pull back the curtain and share with you where we're headed in 2018. Why am I doing this? Because you're my community, because we're in this together, because we can learn from each other. So enough said. This episode is all about innovation in 2018 and how to make that happen by providing full transparency of where we're headed together. Oh, all right. I can't wait to hear from you where you're headed to. So much goodness. 2018 is upon us. You know, sometimes I sit back and I wonder, where did the time go? Where did 2017 go? But then I look at it and I don't know, I think, God, we accomplished so much in 2017. And quite honestly, Launch Streeters, I've been really eager for 2018 to start. I don't know why, but I feel it a little bit in my gut that it's going to be an incredible year for many of us out there. But this time, I wanted to start the year differently. So instead of launching into our next round of interviews, and believe me, we have some amazing innovators that popped by inside Launch Street to give us just these great insights on innovation and success and mindset. I'm so excited to bring you all of those, but I wanted to start a little differently this year. So I decided to do something that is a little, or maybe, I don't know, a lot, actually a lot, scary for me. I'm going to put the business out there. But hey, you know what? Part of innovation is putting your ideas out there, even when you're not sure how they're going to be received, right? So I want to walk the talk, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna pull back the curtain, and I'm gonna tell you what's coming, where Launch Street is headed in 2018. Here's the deal. I know that sometimes I make it look easy. I know that because you guys tell me that. And you know what? Sometimes it is. And oftentimes it's not. I mean, the truth is, we're all just experimenting to find the right formula, aren't we? The one that not just keeps us ahead of the curve, because you know, if you've heard me speak, in my opinion, you're still behind if that's how you're thinking. We're trying to find the formula that actually helps us create our own curves in our work and life. And you know what? I think we're in this together, Launch Streeters. You, me, the community, we're all out there trying to make it happen. So full transparency, totally vulnerable. Thanks, Brene Brown, for making that okay. I'm going to share where we at Launch Street are headed. We just got finished doing our big 2018 plans, and I want to share it with you. And, you know, as I talk about in my work, you can't just change once. You have to keep changing and keep evolving. Well, I have to do the same thing. I have to keep changing and evolving too. So 2018 has some changes in store for us that I'm pretty excited about. But we're going to do this together. We are in this together. You are the reason we have been so successful. So this is for me, and it's also for you. And as you listen to this, I want you to listen through the lens of, what do I need to change, tweak, evolve? What do I need to do differently to continue to create my own curve in my work and life? Now, there are three things that we kind of thought about when we moved into 2018, and that was, what am I going to stop doing? What am I going to start doing? And what am I going to keep doing? And I think you'll hear that peppered through when I share some of our key things, which is what I'm going to share with you in a second. I didn't organize them that way, but that was the thinking that led into it was, you know, what do I need to stop doing? So maybe it got us from point A to point B, but it's not going to get us further. Or maybe we tried it and it didn't give us the results we want. Or maybe how we didn't give us the results we want. That's, what are we going to stop doing? Then we asked ourselves, what are we going to start doing? What is going to get us from where we are now to where we want to be? And as you know, from all the times I've said this over and over again, what got you here, right, is not going to get you there. Isn't that old phrase? The things that worked in the past don't necessarily work in the future. And in fact, oftentimes I find when you're moving up and stepping stone, whether that's in your work, your business, your life, the things that got you up that kind of first couple steps don't get you up the next step. So you've got to adjust your thinking, even though what it was maybe felt successful, right? It worked, but it's not necessarily going to work at that next level. So what do we need to start doing? What are those new things that we need to do to get us to that next level? And then the third one we thought about was, what are we going to keep doing? Those are the things, when I look back at 2017 in particular, I look back and I go, oh my gosh, those worked way better than I expected them to. That was off the charts impact and return on investment. And that investment could be time, money, energy, whatever it is. Those are the things that I want to keep doing. I don't want to stop momentum in its tracks. I don't want you to ever stop momentum if something's really rolling and there's more progress to be had. So that's what we're going to keep doing. So stop, start, and keep. And as you'll hear, as we talk about this, there are three, well, really four areas that all of this impacts. So one is the podcast that you listen to, that you're listening to now. One is our Innovation On Demand. So that's our online innovation library and courses for intrapreneurs and entrepreneurs. The other one is our Innovation Quotient Edge assessment. Many of you have taken it. You've heard our guests take it. That's the assessment that tells you your unique innovator archetype. So how you innovate, how you bring those innovative ideas to the world, how you get more of them. And then the fourth one is keynotes, which, as a lot of you know, I do a lot of. They're part of my work. I love doing them. I love being on stage. I love impacting 5, 1,000, 2,000 people at a time. But those are the four areas that we're going to go into. So podcast, on demand, the assessment, and the keynotes. So just to frame it all up again, that lens that I want you to think about is, what do I need to change, tweak, adjust? What do I need to stop doing, start doing, keep doing as you move forward? And as you create the 2018 and beyond that you want to. All right, why don't we dig into some of the things that I'm just so excited to share. I can't even stand it. Well, I know I'm ready to dig in, so let's do this. Let me start by sharing my goal with you. Every year we pick a theme. I don't know if theme is the right word, because it's not just meant to be motivating and inspiring, but it's also meant to be a filter that we put all of our ideas, decisions, communication, offering, all of that through to make sure that it's doing or having the impact that we want it to have. So those three things, that goal of, or that filter that we're putting everything through, is everyday impact, surprise, and delight. So we want everything that Launchstreet does, every interaction that you have with us, we want everything to be about impact. What's the value that we're going to bring to you in that moment? We want it to be a little bit surprising, like, hey, Tamara and Launchstreet really keeps me on my toes. I'm going to continue to stay engaged. So we want to do it maybe in a different kind of way. And we want to delight. So you could ask, well, what's the difference between delight and impact? I think delight is more of a feeling. And the impact is more of the value. I want you to feel delighted when you're done with us. Do you ever sometimes, this sounds so mean to say, but it's the truth. Do you ever sometimes go to coffee with people and some people afterwards you think, oh my gosh, what a delight. I just love that person. I get so much spending time from them. That was an hour well spent. And then other people you go out to coffee and you think, oh my God, I just lost 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. today and I'm never getting that time back. It's truth, right? So we want every interaction with us to be time well spent. We want you to be delighted. So everyday impact, surprise, and delight. Those are our goals. Now, we also have a really big money goal. I'm actually not going to go into the actual number behind it, because I find that people then get overly focused on the dollar value and, you know, whatever you attach to that dollar value and the money baggage that we all bring to the table, good and bad, gets attached to my number. I don't want it. I don't want that to happen. And it's really not about that. It's about the fact that at Launchstreet, me and my team have made the decision that 2018 is a year that we 12X the business. Now, why 12X? Well, it has to do more with where we are, the number today, versus the number we want to achieve. I have a lot of reasons behind that number that aren't worth going into. What matters is that we've decided that incremental growth this year is not going to be good enough, that the slight number or slight increase in the numbers is not good enough. We put in the work. We've laid down the foundation. It is time to skyrocket, and I am so excited for it. I can already feel it happening. So I'm confident we're going to achieve our goal. But all of this change, all of this a strategy that's coming forward in 2018 started with the, well, where are we headed? What path are we trying to take here? Well, the path that we're taking is we are going to 12X the business. Bam, mic drop, whatever you want to call it. That's the first thing I want you to know. So let's get a little bit into the hows and the whats. So I want to start with the podcast, because I know listeners are like, hey, wait, Tamara, don't make any changes to the podcast. We love what we're getting out of it. You know what? I'm so proud to say that the podcast is crushing it. And in fact, I'd say the biggest request we get is to do another every week, to do more interviews and actually do more Q&A with me as well. So we'll get to that. And, you know, I promise you that what we are going to do, and we're even going to do more of, is keep bringing incredible guests on. I love the guests that we've had. I will tell you, I just finished 2 weeks of intense interviews to get us ready for the next year. And we were very deliberate about who we allowed to come on. We actually said no to more people than ever before. You know, we've moved past the stage in our couple years now where we have to take everyone because we need content. Is that horrible to admit? Probably. But that's the reality. When you start any of these things, you just need to keep filling the content. Now we're at a place where we get to say no if we don't think that that person is going to provide you out there listening the value. So that's pretty exciting to me. So we're going to keep doing that, and we're going to say no more often. The other thing you're going to hear in the future, the other innovators that you're going to find on inside Launch Street are more entrepreneurs. So more people inside companies, innovators changing the game at work. I'm excited to have them on. We have a lot of innovation thought leaders. We have entrepreneurs who have scaled to multi-million dollar businesses because, wow, there's so much, whether you are an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur, to learn from how they do things and how they view and their mindset. So we're going to keep doing that. But we also want to get more innovators inside organizations that have ignited change in some way. So if you know of any of those, if you are them, hey, tell them to reach out to us. We'd love to consider having them on. We want more of those people inside companies. And you know what? They don't have to be companies you've heard of. It doesn't have to be the Google, Apple, Zappos, Nikes of the world. I mean, those were great. And don't get me wrong. If you call me, I'll take the call. But we also want people in manufacturing, in retail, in restaurants. We want people across the board. What's important to us is that we bring you disruptors, people who are shaking things up, who have recognized that how they've always done things is not going to get them to where they need to go. So you can expect more interviews with people from inside organizations, from intrapreneur innovators, if that's not a tongue mouthful. I don't know what is. You know, here's the thing I want to share about the doing more each week, because I've gotten multiple requests for that. I love doing the podcast. It feeds my need to learn and just connect and to bring value to the world in so many ways. And because of that, it also takes a lot of energy. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes with a podcast to prep, to create the questions. I'm sure you've noticed this is not a formulaic podcast. Every guest gets their own set of questions because I take the time to do the research. First, we research whether or not we want them on the show if we think they're of value to the audience, to you. And second, I then go in and I dig into their stuff and I ask them questions that I think are going to lead to conversations that will provide nuggets of insight. So all of that takes a lot of time. So the ability to do a whole nother one every week is just not in a, we're just not in a place to do that. You know, we want to pull out the genius of every person that we interview. So I need to dig in every single time. However, I hear you. And while I'm not ready to do a whole nother podcast every week, and we'll get there eventually, probably, here's what I am going to do, because those comments raised a different hole, I guess, in our business, or a different place where I should be spending more time. And that is on our closed Facebook page groups. I think most of you know we have them. I don't know if a lot of you have signed up or not, because I can't tell who's listening versus who's on the Facebook page. But I hope that you do. I am going to dedicate a lot more time in being and engaging on these groups. So if you've got questions, if you've got things you want to share, if you want to get engaged in chat, go to the Facebook groups. There's one for entrepreneurs, so those of us rocking it inside organizations. And there's one for entrepreneurs, those of us who work solo or have our own businesses. We separated those two out because a lot of the challenges and the sharing is a bit different. And we wanted to give both of them the focus that they deserved. Now, I will just tell you that I actually love being on Facebook in the closed groups. I don't love the rabbit hole that is Facebook in my personal life. That's a whole different podcast. But I love going on and connecting with other innovators like you, entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. It feeds my soul. I love it. But in 2017, I let other things get in the way. Other things that required my attention became a higher priority than that, and they shouldn't have, and I apologize for that. But no more. I'm going to be on there a ton answering questions. We also post a lot of other nuggets of innovation on there, not just when podcasts are released, but also other ideas and resources and things that we find and inspiration and quotes. So it all goes onto those pages. So if you're one of those people that wants the Q&A, wants to engage more, go sign up there. We'll have a link in our show notes, I'm sure, to both of those. So I'm super excited about that. I'm actually really eager to get back onto the Launch Street, the closed Facebook groups. I'll probably be annoyingly on there too much to begin with because I'm so excited. So hopefully I'll see you there. But that's what I'm going to do in an effort to compensate for my lack of ability to do it on the Q&A on the podcast. And I don't even know if that's the right way to say it. I mean, frankly, Facebook and the closed groups are an amazing way to connect and engage. And on the podcast, I want to keep interviewing these incredible people out there in the world that have insights of nuggets for us as we do incredible things. I am going to pepper in a few Q&A sessions as we go, where I'll ask you to submit questions to me ahead of time on Facebook, and then I will answer them on a podcast. But I'm not going to do an extra one. I'm just going to add that into the rotation of interviews. So like every 6 or 8 podcasts probably will be me answering questions, and then all the other interviewers as well. Here's the other shift on the podcast that also involves the innovation quotient edge assessment. This is one of those things where I can't believe I didn't do this sooner. The minute I said it, it was like a duh light bulb went off in my head of course. So here's what I want to do. So we have this assessment, most of you know, it's called the IQE, Innovation Quotient Edge. It tells you your unique innovator archetype so that you can innovate on demand, so that you can perform at your peak, so that you can tap that wellspring of ideas and solutions that's inside of you, so that you can bring more of the innovative ideas to your work and life. So I'm just going to call it the IQE for short. From here on out, on our podcasts, guests are going to take the IQE before the interview. And the reason that matters to you is a couple fold. So one is in the intro, before the actual interview starts, I'm going to share their unique innovator archetype with you, the audience. So whether they're an imaginative risk taker, or whether they're a tweaker experiential, or whether they're a risk taker experiential like me, I'm going to share that with you ahead of time. And I'm going to tell you kind of what parts in our conversation to listen for how they innovate and how they bring their archetype to the world. I think in doing so, you are going to get more insight into yourself, into your innovative self, into how you can be more innovative, how you can have that stronger voice, how you can make that impact and perform at your peak. Now, if you've taken the IQE and you know how you innovate your archetype, even better, because then the insights will be even deeper and richer about yourself. But either way, understanding how these people innovate and hearing the language that they use and how they've implemented that in their work and life is going to help you be an innovation rock star. So that's kind of the podcast and the IQE blended together. It's going to continue to be amazing. I'm so excited for the guests coming up. I'm looking forward to having more innovative entrepreneurs on the podcast as well. I can't wait to leverage how they innovate for your benefit too, so that you can do more of that as well. So let's move on to the keynotes. I'm just going to talk briefly about the keynotes because there's other stuff I want to get to. Basically, with the keynotes, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to continue to have them as interactive. I kind of like to think of them as more of a creating an innovation experience together. I think that's what audiences will tell you what it feels like too. I love doing them. I don't love travel, but I love being on stage. More importantly, I love the moments before and after where I get to connect with people and people get to ask me their questions and I get to share with them some insight and they share with me insight. It's just wisdom sharing all the way around. I love it. The only shift I think we're making here is we're going to build more relationships with speakers, bureaus, and agents. And if you're not in the speaker world, which most of you aren't, basically just what that means, think of it as, you know, the people who interact with the clients who then go find the right speakers for their engagement or their your agent. They represent you, basically. I'm finally at the fee level where clients tend to go through bureaus. So it's time to stop kind of shunning the idea of that third party relationship and actually embrace it. And in fact, I'm looking forward to it because what it'll actually do is remove work off of our plate at LaunchStreet so we can focus on creating and delivering amazing innovation content and let somebody else manage those relationships, at least the logistics of those relationships. So that's the one change we're making. I say if you know you are part of the world where you've seen me on stage or where we've interacted that way, I'm going to keep doing it. And I hope to see you again at some point soon. All right, let's move over to On Demand. So On Demand is our micro learning online programs. So basically, it provides you with the top innovation, mindset, tools, resources, and ideas to be an innovation rock star. It's both for individuals and for teams. So individuals will buy it because they want to be recognized as the go-to innovator. They want to be the start of that ripple effect out in their organization when it comes to innovation. They want to ignite change. And teams and organizations will buy it. They'll buy it for their team, whether that's 10 or 5,000, to make innovation part of the culture, part of what happens every single day. The thing that we've learned with innovation over the years is that it's one thing to launch it, and it's another thing to keep it going. I'm sure we've all experienced that. I call it launch and abandon. So we get all excited, right? Okay, innovation's part of what we're going to do. We are going to allow it. We are going to focus on it. We're going to give our people the tools to do it. And then nothing happens. We're all expected to be innovative, but with what? So what our on-demand does is allows innovation to constantly be a priority, top of mind, and provide people with the tools to actually do it. It's kind of the, you know, cost-efficient, scalable way to bring innovation to an organization. Now, I can't say who, but let's just say that one of the largest, probably most recognizable athletic brands called us about getting innovation on demand into their organization and for their people. So I'm pretty sure we're doing something right. So we're going to keep creating and delivering incredible content. Here's where we need to stop and shift. I'm going to stop doing one-on-one sales outreaches to get to those clients who need it. The process takes too much time. It's too long. I mean, when I'd get people on the phone or when those conversations would happen, they'd go well. But I can't scale. I can't hit my 12x with a constant level of one-to-one conversations. I'm not saying I'm not going to do outreach when it's appropriate. I am, but I'm not going to make that my main focus. I found it really frustrating, to be honest. I loved it when it worked, but the amount of time that it goes into it for the payout, to me, just it didn't quite make sense. So we're going to shift our strategy. So we're doing outreach, but instead of doing a one-to-one strategy, we're going to do a 1 to 1 million strategy. That hopefully is going to allow us to make a bigger impact faster. That I'm doing the running man for right now because I'm so excited. Okay. So in 2018, the effort, the resource, the focus that we're going to get behind is partnering with associations. So what does that mean? Well, we're all a part of associations, aren't we? Our industry associations, our trade associations, whether that's because we're manufacturers or brand managers, or maybe we're in the printing business, or we're all teachers, you know, whatever it is. Those are the associations that I'm talking about. So we're going to partner with associations who are in industries that are experiencing change and who recognize that innovation or thinking differently about what's happening around them is the way that they're not just going to manage, but leverage the change and not get left behind. So through partnerships with leading associations, we're going to help members become leaders. So those associations will spread their tentacles out to their members and provide access to our innovation on demand programs at a members only rate. Super exciting, right? I mean, everybody wins. So the association gets to drive their leadership position, be that partner of value to their members, and possibly make some revenue in the process. The members get to have a stronger connection and get more value out of the association that they're paying for, and get access to the best innovation resources out there at a member rate. Like, they're going to hear about it before everybody else. And, you know, as Launch Street, we get to make a bigger impact. We get to spread our tentacles further, which is pretty exciting to me. I'm in this to make a big dent, a big impact. I want the world to change. I want us to all go forward together with innovation. So that's hopefully going to allow us to do that. And I think through this, we'll get to impact all these individual people, and it'll allow us a pathway to the organizations that we want to get into without having to do the one-to-one conversations. So like I said, it's kind of a win-win. Everybody together, the association, the members, Launch Street, we all get to drive innovation forward. So, you know, if you are that association, or if you're in one and you think, oh man, I would really love this. In fact, our members would eat this up. Hey, reach out. You know, as we embark on this effort, let us know what would make this of even greater value to you. Who do you think the right partner would be? We are on the front end of this push, of this effort. I'm looking forward to a long-term partnership and how this all plays out. But I need your feedback and advice and your suggestions too. So as you hear me talk about that, if there's something that you said, oh, Tamara should really know this, or should reach out to these people, or I should make this intro here, you know where to find us. We're pretty out there. So I'd love to hear. And, you know, I am extremely excited about the impact that we could make through this partnership and this program. And I'm kind of totally nervous at the same time. I mean, this is a new approach, not just for us, but also for associations, for everybody involved. And that means we're carving new territory. And that's, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. But, you know, as I always say, right, carving new territory is what it takes to continue to be relevant in your marketplace or with your membership or with your customers, whoever it is. And that always comes with an element of unknown. So, you know, when we were putting this together, do we know exactly where it's going to go? No. But we do know that it's the right thing to do, and it's going to add value to a tremendous amount of people. And for that, we're excited about it, and we're going to do it. So, on-demand partnerships, yeah, big deal for us at Launch Street, and I'm eager to check in with you at some point about the progress as well. The last thing I want to share with you is the book, which is so funny because I forgot to say it in the beginning, but it's such a big deal. Maybe because, I don't know, it's so big that I almost don't have my head totally wrapped around it. It's kind of funny I forgot to mention in the beginning, but I do want to talk about it. So I've got 20 plus, 25 almost years of work and research in the innovation field. I've been playing here a lot. We've built this proprietary assessment, which has told us so much about so many things. We have learned so much about how people innovate. And remember, what our research showed us, which actually blew my assumptions out the window, was that being innovative is universal. We all do it. But how we innovate is unique to each of us. So I've learned so much about that through this process. And we've also learned a ton about what creates a truly thriving culture of innovation, one that doesn't just launch innovation, but actually has it as part of the fabric of its organization. So I realized that it was time to put all of that knowledge, all of that experience in one place where you could benefit from it. All that learning, all that knowledge, all of that experience that I have had the privilege of communicating over the years is going to go into a book, but not your regular book. Are you surprised? Probably not. What I'm actually looking to do is to pull this together as an experiential digital book. So what does that mean? Well, I'm not really sure because I'm kind of making it up as I go, but here's what I do know. It is going to bring to life the content through stories so that it is engaging, it's exciting, so that you can actually connect emotionally with the information that we're sharing. This is not going to be a data-driven, you know, A, B, C, D book. I mean, yes, it's data-driven in the sense it all comes from somewhere, but not in the sense of, I don't want this just to be a dictionary of descriptions. It's going to be storytelling. It's going to be incredibly visual. We're going to have RSA feed style images and scenarios drawn out and people, you know, exemplified in drawings all through the book, because one, visual unlocks a different part of your brain. And two, we can often connect to visual in a way that we actually can't connect to words. And it actually allows it to resonate and internalize with us. And I want that too. So it's going to be super visual. And there's going to be videos and other kind of, you know, interactive content embedded, places for you to go to get other stuff. It's all going to be in one place. Now, for those of you who are a little old school, which by the way, I can be as well, you will absolutely be able to buy this as a physical book too and get all that goodness. It's just going to be formatted a little bit differently. But I wanted to go into this with a different mindset of not just how do I write a book, but how do I create a playbook that is engaging? Remember, going back to our goals, it's about that everyday impact, that surprise, and that delight. So I want to pull all of that knowledge and wisdom and experience into an ebook that isn't just different in the content, but it's different in how it's delivered. It actually resonates with you in a different way. So it's time to collect and share. That's what I'm going to do. It's a big push for 2018. The goal is to have it available in September to the public and earlier for our VIP clients. And those are the ones that have purchased and are in our on-demand program for themselves and for their teams. So stay tuned. Fall 2018. Oh, I'm so excited. I get all choked up thinking about it. In fact, I just got back from Lake Tahoe. That's my happy place, where I actually went for a week to figure out what the book looked like. And that's where I really came up with this idea of delivering it in a different way. And it's incredible. It's going to be an innovation experience. I'm just eager and excited and nervous all at the same time. If you've got something that you want me to consider in the book, something that you said, gosh, Tamara, if someone would help me understand this about myself with innovation, I'd be able to do more of it. Put it on those closed Facebook groups. When I first got to Tahoe, actually the first thing I did was put a question on my Facebook page of, hey, what questions would you want me to answer? What do you want me to tell you about innovation? And I want to keep that conversation going. You know, I think the mistake that we often make when we write or when we kind of put something down as a presentation or to communicate information in some way is once we put it down, we say that's done, but it's not done. It's not done until I hit print. And even that, there'll be new additions, I'm sure. So engage, let me know what would work for you and what would help you. All right. Whew, I feel like I can finally come up for air. Actually, I feel totally exposed sharing all that. I guess kind of in a good way, but it still makes me feel a little bit vulnerable, a little bit nervous. But at the same time, you know what? It feels good to share with the people that matter, the people that are along for the ride, that, you know, we have so much to accomplish together in 2018. So if you have advice or feedback or ideas for me, I'm truly all ears. So please go to those Facebook groups and tell me. If you've got some big goals, action changes, you want to make 2018 different than every other year, and really maybe you have a 12x goal that you want to hit, put it on that group. I would love to see it. The other innovators would love to see it. We all get inspired by each other and we all learn something from each other. I think that's the whole power of community. In fact, you know, that's actually why it's called Launch Street, because I actually wanted it to be a place, not just a communication, not just me communicating to you, but a place where we all get to come and thrive and think differently and learn and grow and blah, blah, blah. You get the point, right? I can stop there. Okay. Here's what I want to end on. I want to close with my abundance mantra. This is the mantra that I say every single day to myself. You are welcome to borrow it word for word. You are welcome to tweak it. You are welcome to use your own and ignore it. What I do hope you do is create a morning mantra for yourself that helps you get in the right mindset every single day to achieve your goals. One of the things I discovered in 2017, in particular, when I decided to focus on meditating and mantras and all that, is on the days where I did a mantra, the entire day went better. I felt more in control. I felt more positive. I felt more abundant. It was because I started my day in the right mindset. So I would encourage you to do the same. And what I wish for myself, I wish for you. So let me end with my mantra. I am tuned into my abundance. I attract and create abundance for myself and those around me. The entire universe is conspiring to bring me prosperity. Money, happiness, health, love, and time flow to me naturally and easily. I move forward with ease, confidence, and fire. Every day, I act to my highest good and play to my highest frequency. All right, Launch Streeters, here's to a fucking rocking 2018 and beyond.
Thanks for hanging out with us inside Launch Street. When you're ready to take your game to the next level, join the thousands of others that are upping their innovation edge on GoToLaunchStreet.com, the top online education resource and community platform for innovators looking to use innovation to get measurable results. GoToLaunchStreet.com.